other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thanks for joining us. In the first hour, into the second hour, we had 87-year-old World War II vet, one of the commanders of the Flying Tigers in China for 20 months, Leonard Gammage. He was attacked at his home, fist fought the guy for over 10 minutes, then got to his gun and shot the person in the foot because he didn't want to kill him. The police came and confiscated his guns, and now the punk has gotten a lawyer to sue the old man. But an 87-year-old man beat this 20-year-old punk up. So that's a very interesting story there. More on that coming up. There is so much other news here. Ex-Stasi chief says Marcus Wolf hired by Homeland Security. Again, ex-Stasi spy chief Marcus Wolf hired by Homeland Security. Iranians think Al Jazeera is a psyops operation. U.S. dollar plunges even further. That's just some of the news that we're going to be covering in this hour. Remember that NFL football player that got killed in Afghanistan? Turns out he was killed by a friendly fire, and the media and the government consciously created a false story for propaganda purposes. Just like Private Lynch, she told you it was a, quote, fable, made up, not true. That's your government. And I'm not belittling the death of this gentleman. I mean, he certainly gave up a lot in the NFL and went to war. But I talked about how he was very misguided so the globalists could get some poppies and some oil when they put the Taliban and Al-Qaeda into control and then flew them out to safety to begin with. In the middle of the war, that was all documented. Well, it turns out that was a fake story as well. Our own government killed him. A bunch of untrained Rangers killed him. And this is even in the Washington Post now, but it always comes out too little too late. So it's pretty sad. We'll cover that as well. Right now, let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to say something about the last couple callers talking about, you know, how, like, shooting somebody and protecting yourself. The system is systematically designed to protect people so that you are at the mercy of the system. There's no other reason for it. Because for years, I've been a victim of a crime myself. I was a victim of a robbery. And I can honestly tell you that the system is designed to protect those that perpetrate the crimes, not people like that are trying to defend their property.
And it's designed for the system itself to commit crimes against innocent people and feed off of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the fact that most police officers have 100 IQs. I mean, every time I run into a police officer, you can just feel the stupidity emanate from a lot of them. They're not very intelligent people, so when they take orders from their superiors, all they're doing is just doing what they're told. So if they're told, don't harass that methamphetamine biker, they'll not do it, but then they'll harass an old lady that, oh, we want your DNA.
Well, let me say this. A lot of police are smart.
Right.
The problem is that a lot of cities have unofficial rules. Some have official rules.
Right.
Dozens that I know of, that if you have over 100 IQ, you cannot be hired.
Right. Well, that's...
And internal documents showed it's because they're too smart. They'll see what they're part of, and it's true. They want automatons.
Right. And, you know, the sad thing about it is that these automatons are the people that are going to be smashing our skulls in. I mean, I hate to say it, but until we can get some police officers that with 120 IQs, then, you know, I mean, I don't know what else to say, but, and also...
Well, 100 is too high. They try to find them with 90 IQs, 15
right.
points lower retarded folks.
Well, yeah, 100 is the average IQ, but it seems that the 100 IQ is what...
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
And then... But just 15, 20 points lower, you're dealing with with somebody who's mildly retarded. 70 is retarded.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to say also, what do you think about this PSYOP thing with this food scare? What's going on with this this big food scan? They're saying now that their food's going to be poisoned. What's going on here?
Well, come back and we'll talk about it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In Iowa, a few weeks ago, Homeland Security came out and arrested a Gulf War I veteran, a doctor. They said he complained too much. He didn't threaten anybody, but complaining's illegal. And it's actually in the newspaper, Quad City Times, so we're arresting him. They said Homeland Security's over everything, infrastructure protection. When they went out and told the woman with no court order, take those Rubik's Cubes off your shelf, they didn't have an order. The cubes weren't illegal knockoffs. The media AP called and found out that they were legal. They just told her, we don't care. We are the law. And she said, Aren't you dealing with terrorism? No. We're over infrastructure protection, the economy, everything. And so what Homeland Security is going to do is, through your new national ID card that they're about to pass, by the way, it's in session right now, through your national ID card, they will index with all these different databases. It'll be just like when you fly. You don't know why you're on the list. Won't be able to have a job. You'll be under restrictions. They're going to have checkpoints, hardened checkpoints on the roads. And they need scares to get this going as the excuse. So they're telling us terrorists are about to hit the food. Terrorists are about to hit the trains. Terrorists are about to hit the buses. Terrorists are about to hit the bridges. Terrorists are about to hit any building over 3 stories. So now you've all got to have ID cards with RFID that scan you before you get in the building. And by the way, did I mention I'm Rudolph Giuliani and I happen to manage the company that sells you this system that the government's telling you you've got to have now? And by the way, I'm Bernard Carrick, and I'm in the company too, and you've got to buy from us. It's the law. Buy from me. I'm the government. I'm not only Homeland Security Chief, I also own the company. You know, this is it. So, caller, I don't know which specific article you're talking about. There's lots of fear-mongering going on about how everything's going to be attacked any minute, but the border's got to stay wide open, but you're going to have a microscope looking at you and your family. What particularly were you talking about?
On CNN, all day yesterday, they had, and I taped most of it, nonstop programs on the food scare. They're saying that that there's this scare that terrorists are going to start poisoning the food. And I'm asking, why all of a sudden are they bringing this up unless they're planning something very nasty? Because
making the announcement that Homeland Security is going to have to pre-screen you if you work in any agricultural job. And along with that comes all the regulation and inspections.
Right.
As if they could ever stop Al Qaeda from doing anything.
Well, I mean, it just seems so opportune that they're doing it now. But, I mean, do you think that the American people will continue to put up with all this boy crying wolf? I mean, this is getting to be insane.
What's going to happen is we're going to start ignoring it and fighting against it.
Right.
And throwing the Patriot Act out of cities and states. Then the globalists are going to turn a city into a molten slag heap and
right.
go, you're the ones that let this happen. You held us back from saving you. Now we're taking all your rights.
Wait, let me ask you one question, Alex. How would they implement this thing? When you were on that one Police State 3 video, you were being interviewed on that one show. How would they go about implementing this police state? What would be the catalyst that would do it? What would be the process?
Well, they said, under infrastructure protection,
okay.
They shift over to the big college degrees being Homeland Security,
all right.
And they hire all these people, and they federalize local police,
right.
And everything's a federal terror matter, Rubik's Cubes, veterans complaining, pot dealing, speeding, I've got cases of that, bid rigging, just everything is a terror act, and then everybody's in a database to have a job, you've got to be in good standing with them, and if you swipe the ID card and it says you're bad, you don't get a job.
Okay, hypothetically, let me say this last thing. What about if people decided to just get off the grid system and live off the land, work for food? In other words,
well, tens of millions of people have done that.
Okay,
they're panicking.
Right. So in other words, let's say I got tired of being taxed to death and I decided I'm just going to drop out. I'm going to get in my car, work for food and labor, and just live from town to town.
They won't let you drive your car without all the stickers.
Well, okay, but let's say that you pay your tags or whatever. Literally, you could get a system of tens of millions of people that might decide to drop off.
That is happening, and that's why any type of barter or underground economy in Patriot Act 1
right.
can be listed as terrorism.
So in other words, people, the first infraction you commit that you think's a misdemeanor is going to be considered terrorism under Patriot Act.
Yes.
That is, yeah, well, that's...
Look, social engineering is hard to implement. They're going to have big problems. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Really good points. Look, I saw Ridge 2.5 years ago for 2 hours on C-SPAN lay all this out. You know, it's like I get up on air and I go, they're going to put transponders in your car and satellite boxes, and when you don't want to do that, they'll go, okay, we'll just read your license plate with cameras and tax you that way. Now it's going in. Now they're proposing it. Some states are starting to do it. New York's trying. Oregon, California, Texas. This is happening. You know, I know it sounded crazy 5 years ago as I held the document up on TV, as I posted it, as I warned you. All I do is report the news. You go, well, wait, is the media lying? Are they? No, the truth is in the back of the newswire. The truth is in the back of the newspaper. It's just that you got to wade through all of it. The truth is in government press releases and government policy reports and declassified documents. That's what I read. That's what I study. Life is going to be a living hell. And as the economy gets worse and worse, the only real jobs are going to be in law enforcement and security, or in tattletale squads, or in manufacturing these systems. And so the yuppies are all going to do whatever it takes to be in good favor with that, to be part of it. So see, we're shifting out of the free market into a fascistic/social system where they socialize our wealth, then hand it over to select corporations that become the government. And the left and right at the grassroots can't figure out this paradigm because they were never taught the real paradigm of mercantilism. And mercantilism is not free market, folks. It is the system of economic serfdom within a free trade limited grid within the nobles and their allied syndicates. I suggest you get an encyclopedia out and research mercantilism. Then look up feudalism and serfdom. Then add to that a high-tech overlay, and you've got what they're building. Okay? And it is really, really bad news. Let's go ahead and talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, welcome.
Thank you. All politics are local, and that is what we all need to understand. And also, time is of the essence. We all must become activists now, because tomorrow may be day too late. Now, you look at the situation in this town, but let me give a warning to everyone out there, maybe new listeners. Takeover is festering in a town near you, most likely right under your nose. Here now they want to take over our access channel. But first, I want to tell you why. Because we've had this new police commissioner aligned with our mayor, which every time either one's name appears in the newspaper, the other one's name is right behind it. They've now passed programs such as what they conveniently and cutely call TAP, Trespass Affidavit Program, where they got folks literally signing their rights away and giving the cops free rein on their property. And in our own city newsletter put out by the mayor.
Well, we have that here in Austin.
If you get
arrested for running a red light or not paying parking tickets, then we've done reports on this. It's been on local news.
Let me
finish. They have you sign away all your rights, but now why do they want to get rid of Access TV?
Oh, check it out. See, the trespass affidavit program is sort of exactly what you're saying, but a different tilt. See, this deals with property owners now. What they're doing is actually telling the people, you're going to give us the names of the tenants that live in your apartment dwelling or your apartment building, and we'll come in and we'll, quote, check the hallways of, quote, the specific zone, and that means that once they get a call to their little snitch number, they'll just come kick down your door, and here goes,
Well, sir, in Illinois, they have it in some towns where they come into your house, quote, making sure you don't have too many people living there, even if it's your own home. And they don't even have warrants. You just look up at your bed at 5 a.m. and there's cops above you. They're doing it in Las Vegas now, everywhere.
That's here. That's going on here. And, by the way, that article was laced with military terminology. And just as Charles said,
about how they're going to deal with the civilians?
Oh, check it out. Our community services coordinator is now the community services commander. And listen to this. Woo, sounds authoritative.
So somebody went on Access TV and criticized it.
Check it out.
So now they're shutting it down.
I've been writing up letters, and I've been trying to pass out to the people. I typed up a paper warning the people, brought out the articles. I said, hey, you heard the commissioner say, you heard the mayor say it. They think it's great. And let me tell you about the Access channel. I mean, timing is just, that's why I literally feel.
Yeah, all over the country, they're shutting Access TV down. But go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I hate feeling like the devil won. And you know what? I sat here on my behind instead of going down to that Access channel, and when I talked to the former president of our Access channel, it was too late. He was out. So that was going to be my quick way in, or so I thought. Well, now the government, rumors abound, and I will be at city council meeting tonight, rumors abound that in our local newspaper, some fear that the government will take over the Access channel. And, of course, the mayor says absolute nonsense, but guess what? City council says they will be accepting public
comment. Well, sir, you just go down and get the rule book and sign up. They can't keep you from getting on there.
But check it out. It's supposedly, according to the mayor, and this is in the same article, he says that's absolute nonsense. But why in the world would the head of the city council say we're accepting public comment on the issue? See, it's all a big trick.
I know. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Look, it's the same thing everywhere. They're buying up all the radio stations. They're shutting all the access stations down. Now Tenet and the head of CENTCOM and all these people are saying, we're going to start regulating speech on the Internet. George Bush signed it where we're going to have Internet taxation of 18% starting in 07. They grandfather it out, and then they bill it as saving the Internet. They're going to have Internet 2 come out, and they're going to start shutting down the old web. They're doing it all because they're losing. Folks, they're panicking. The people are waking up. Okay, again, I've done 1,800 interviews. Almost no one calls in and disagrees with me. On my own syndicated broadcast, almost no one disagrees with me. It's happening. And yes, they're setting up military-style control grids. They got the National Guard merging with your local police. They're setting up for oppression because they know they're going to do stuff to you soon that you're going to revolt against. Things that are so horrible, even couch potatoes are going to fight.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit SeaMineral.com.
All right, let me run through a bunch of news, and then we'll go to all of the callers that are patiently holding. Again, you got to go to prisonplanet.com and read this London Independent article. Opposition was to be smeared with terror attacks, say officials. Ukraine's embattled government is ready to stage fake terror attacks to destabilize the country and discredit the opposition ahead of the return of the presidential vote, a senior government source has told the Independent. And that's exactly the kind of stuff that Putin has been caught pulling in the past. Here's another article. Ex-Stasi spy chief Marcus Wolf hired by Homeland Security. We've confirmed that they have hired other former KGB chiefs in the past, but this is an all-time low if it's true. I have no doubt that it's not true because I've talked to some of the internal sources and I can't really get much further than that, but it is a congressman. Now, former East German chief, ex-Stasi spy chief Marcus Wolf hired by Homeland Security. Political analyst Al Martin, who has in the past proven accurate in getting ahead of the news curve, is reporting that Homeland Security has hired former Stasi head, the Silver Fox, Marcus Wolf. Martin states Wolf was the man that effectively built the East German State Intelligence Operation Internal Directorate. Martin continues, he turned half the population into informants. That is his specialty. It was actually 1 in 10. Is taking a population, constructing the various state divisions, mechanisms of control, in order to organize informants within the population. That is his real specialty, and he is precisely, as Primakov has intimated, why Wolf is being brought in. The regime knows that once all of Patriot 2 is law, and they begin working with Patriot 3, they will have then begun to establish the internal mechanism to coordinate, as an official function of state, a system of informants. Wolf's specialty was to turn East Germany into the greatest and most efficient informant state ever created. On a radio appearance earlier today, Martin stated that the admission that Wolf would be hired was made in BBC radio interview given by the former head of the KGB, General Primakov. And we'll get to more of this later. And on top of that, I have articles here. This is out of Newsmax. Congressional negotiators reach deal on intelligence bill. Now, what's in the intelligence bill? Patriot Act 2, the parts that haven't passed, the national ID card, the supranational ID card, and funding for total information awareness. Congressional negotiators reach deal on intelligence bill. I need to get Congressman Paul back on about this. Congressional negotiators reached a deal Monday with the chief House Republican opponent of legislation revamping the nation's intelligence agencies, clearing the way for a final vote, a GOP leader said. Remember, 3 weeks ago they passed, or 2.5 weeks ago they passed, the New Freedom Initiative. So this stuff's happening. The development came as President Bush pressed Congress for swift action, saying the legislation was important for the security of our country. No, controlling our border is, and controlling the terrorists that work for you. Representative Deborah Price, Republican Ohio, chairman of the House Republican Conference, said House Armed Services Chairman Duncan Hunter struck a deal with Senate and House negotiators that will remove his objections to the bill. House Speaker Dennis Hastert had refused to move the legislation before Thanksgiving because objections to GOP chairmen such as Hunter and House Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner. Sensenbrenner rejected and remained opposed to the bill. But House Republicans will likely meet Tuesday to discuss moving forward, Price said. And they say they're very close to getting it changed. The Democrats are optimistic with working with Bush. They just love the police state. This is so scary. And I'm trying to read over the rest of this. It's lengthy. Really, the debate's over the amount of money. Not over not having a national ID card or Patriot Act 2, which is the most nightmarish piece of legislation I have ever seen. Meanwhile, they're not just reportedly hiring former Stasi chiefs to help set things up. FBI strikes deal with Russia's FSB in the fight against terrorism. Same people that like to blow up buildings and blame it on their enemies are working together. The FBI and Russia's FSB, formerly known as KGB, have struck a deal in the fight against international terrorism, signing a historic memorandum yesterday. FSB Director Nikolai Patruschev met with FBI head Robert Mueller, who was on a visit to Moscow to sign the deal, which draws out plans for cooperation between the two security bodies, the Russian information agency Novostat reported. Oh, boy. We'll finish up with this and a bunch of other news and take your calls on the other side of this quick break. Don't forget InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv, our websites. Check them out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202. I love America. I love my family. I love God, first and foremost. And I know we've got a corrupt elite running things who've been caught thousands of times, lying on purpose, doing horrible things, things that are almost unimaginable to people that have never, you know, thought about this type of stuff. And it's really going on, and it's really happening. So stop fooling yourself and being naive. Realize what's happening to this society. Pack of criminals is in control. They don't care about your freedom, your family, your financial safety, they don't care. You better get informed and get involved. David and Spencer and Mike and Chris and John and others, your calls are coming up. Have we even had a single female caller today? Some days we get a lot of female callers, some days we don't. I know the phones are loaded, but when you hear me go to a caller, if the women would like to call in, I always like to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231. I get like 50-50, though. Emails, women email me a lot. But they call some, but I'd say 25% of our callers are women. Not today, though. It's 100% men. Your calls are coming up. Let me go through some more news here, some really important financial and election news as well. Just briefly, I would encourage every single one of you out there to grab a pen and paper right now. A couple different things. I'm doing a contest at ArnoldExposed.com for Americans Against Arnold. $2,000 for the best TV spot, 60 or 30 seconds, $1,000 for the best radio spot. And I've just gotten a few of these in. I've gotten thousands of emails about other subjects. I don't know, last time I checked 4 or 5 days ago, was over 6 million visitors to the website since we launched it 2 weeks ago. Maybe I haven't put it up there prominent enough about the contest, but you can mail to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, the video or the audio spot. And then if you've got it online, you can send me a link to it online or to the audio. But keep sending it until you get a response. We do read all the email, but it's hard. It's a big job for like three people to do it. Now, I was going to have it December 1st, but I want to give people more time. I guess the holiday people are so busy. Back it out to December 15th. Not December 1st. January 1st. But we might back it up to like December or January 15th or something. Sorry if I sound brain dead. I got a fever and got a pretty bad cold. Woke up at 3 in the morning with it last night, so I'm kind of babbling incoherently. But the contest, again, was going to be January 1st. I was going to, you know, announce who the winner was, but I want to get more respondents to this. So help us spread the word on that one. And there's a lot of new articles, new information at arnoldexposed.com. Please spread the word on that as well. Get that out to everybody. Email that out to everybody. It's so important because now it's becoming more and more mainstream that this guy's going to be running for president in 08, and that they're confident that they can change the Constitution by then to do it. And I've gotten a lot of emails saying, well, if 80% of people in polls are against it, then why are you so worried? Well, some polls show 58%, because they don't care what the polls say. They're going to keep repeating it and pushing it until we go along with it. That's the whole point of this. So please help us with that fight. And then also, don't forget, I have made 11 films, 11 videos. And the videos are excellent, and some of them are almost 3 hours long, like Police State 3 Total Enslavement is really three or four films in one. 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long, actually more than that. The DVD is almost 3 hours. Right now we got specials on some of the videos, including my newest one, American Dictators, where you buy one copy for $19.95. Each additional copy is $5.95 to get three or four copies and give as gifts. So please call, please take action, get the films. Know that the mainstream media has to keep reapplying their lies. Once we show somebody the truth, we unlock that mind. That's why we're so effective. That's why we have the power to change things. If you'll take action, you give this movement power every time you take action in every little way every day. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. I shouldn't have done this show today, folks. Excuse me. Oh, man. Hit the cough button there. Or order via our safe, secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv and get all the books, the e-books, and all the videos. It's all right there. It's a great deal. All right. Let me go through some more of this news, and then we will go to your calls. Cover as much as I can before I have another coughing attack. Excuse me. OPEC nations seen cutting worldwide deposits in dollars. Now, we already knew this, but here it is in the New York Times yesterday. Member nations of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries have cut the production of their deposits denominated in dollars by more than 13% points in the past 3 years, mainly to the advantage of the euro, the Bank of International Settlements said Sunday. Big deal. It is a very big deal. In its latest quarterly report, the Bank for International Settlements, a forum for world central banks, attributed the trend partly to United States interest rates having fallen below Eurozone levels. The report said dollar-denominated deposits fell to 61.5% of total deposits on members of the OPEC in a second quarter of 2004 from 75% in the third quarter of 2001. The share of euro-dominated deposits rose 20% to 12% over the same period. And Bush says it's good to have a weak dollar, so it's only accelerating when they could have easily propped it up. This is by design. And it goes on and on. You can read that at prisonplanet.com. It's a big deal. And Infowars.com. Here's another one, AFP. Dollar hits new low against euro despite eurozone call for action. The dollar sank to a new all-time low against the euro as markets brushed aside tougher talk from European officials urging action to reduce global economic imbalances. The single European currency rose to a new all-time high of 1.3467 dollars in early trading in London today, topping a previous record summit of $134.60 scaled on Friday. So new records every week, every 3 or 4 days, every 2 business days. It later fell back slightly to $134.444 against a $1.3405 late Monday. And it's even worse with the yen. The Japanese say they don't want to do it, but they may have to start dumping. Let me hurry here. I got calls I want to go to. GPS lets long arm of the law grow. Colorado Gazette. Greg Benton has a new job title. Big Brother, all day, every day. He follows his people everywhere, recording each step they take, timing how long they linger in places that are not supposed to be. We're tracking you every single minute. Big Brother is watching you, said Benton, who works for ComCar, Inc., a nonprofit group that offers programs to rehabilitate criminals. ComCar recently introduced technology that allows it to peer via satellite into criminals' life. The problem here is with RFID and the transponders boosted by the cell towers, the satellite, it's happening to everybody else, too. Listen to him. Big Brother's watching you. Big Brother's good. Our goal is to get judges to experiment with it, for the lack of a better word. They've already been doing that. Very bad. Continuing, last week, Tom Brokaw had on his newscast, his last newscast, that if you don't take the ID card with the retina scan, and if you get away from where you're supposed to be around your house, they kill you on the spot. Boston Globe reported on some of that yesterday. Returning Fallujans will face clampdown. What wonderful freedom. Break any rule, we kill you immediately. CPS is out grabbing blind people's children. And believe it or not, blind folks make great parents. Got articles on that. That's just some of the news here. Disgusting Bill Clinton. Reminding me why I can't stand Bill Clinton. Always promoting communist China, as everybody else is. Bill Clinton helps launch search engine. Former President Bill Clinton on Monday helped launch a new internet search company backed by the Chinese government, which says its technology uses artificial intelligence to produce better results than Google. Folks, the communist Chinese have their own version of Google now where they're censoring everything. I hope you all make lots of money, he told the commies. Yeah. He told executives at the launch of Akanuna Corp., which donated an undisclosed amount to the William J. Clinton Foundation. The Chinese government is the central backer and has granted it a 20-year exclusive partnership with the China Daily Information Company. Just sick. Totally sick. And then we've got more here. Oh, there's so much more. We'll get to this in a little while. I want to go to calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to, we're going to go to these calls quickly. David in Illinois, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hope you get feeling better today.
Thank you.
2 points regarding internet access. I'm sure you're aware of tenants' calls.
Yeah, we need to regulate speech. They had a CENTCOM said it last week, and now Bush did sign on to starting internet taxation in 07, and it's billed as not taxing. Well, I'm going to tax you. Look, I'm against taxes. It's like they allege Arnold's dad was a Nazi. Alex Jones also alleges the sun comes up in the morning. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. It goes beyond taxing. He's wanting to actually limit access to it to people who take security seriously. Are you aware of that article?
Yeah, that those quotes were in the Associated Press. Under Internet 2, they're going to phase out Internet 1, start shutting off the switching hubs, and then force you on Internet 2, where you have to get a licensing agreement through a subdomain to even have a website.
That was item number one. Just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Isn't that freedom?
Well, you know, the
by the way, I went to eat dinner at Marie Callender's this weekend with my wife and family, and the little one-page coloring thing for the kids is cops with billy clubs, and it says, they're your heroes, and it says, the CIA is law enforcement. They're here to help you, and it's cops helping children. I mean, the CIA is not law enforcement, folks. They're not supposed to be here domestically. Go ahead.
The second point is, you know how the opposition will dig themselves a hole by maintaining a point that has been proven false and has a has a certain amount of evidence, compelling evidence that proves it false.
But the general public doesn't know,
or at least brings it into question.
But the general public doesn't know any facts, so they don't know they're being lied to.
But they'll maintain that point.
Yes.
To their own detriment, detriment of credibility, to an extent.
That's like they'll claim they've killed somebody five times and announce they killed them again. Mm-hmm. On purpose, they practice lying and being caught. It's normalization.
I think that applies to just about everybody, though, and including the truth movement in 9/11 and the encroachment of the police state. I think it's time for a little bit of house cleaning here, and I want to bring up one example in particular and see what you think about this, see if you know of some more information.
Quickly, because I got loaded phones. You're a great caller, but go ahead.
The WTC-7 and Silverstein's comment that they pulled the building, and it's been interpreted that pull means that they chose to detonate and collapse the building intentionally. A argument out there that's countering that is that pull is meant to mean evacuate the firefighters.
Yeah, let me stop right here. Silverstein says the building was burning, we gave the order to pull it, gave the order and watched it come down, and then we cut to the engineer going, pulling means demolish. That's what pull means.
Well, the engineer, you're talking about the cleanup engineer?
Yes.
Later on in that video, and in the same context, he's saying that they want to pull the building 6, I believe is what he's
saying. No, I know, but they're explaining, yeah, later, a month later when they demolish the wreckage, pulling means pulling a building.
Well, he meant that, and he said, what he said was that they were pulling the building 6. Now,
sir, I'm going to repeat this again to you.
Mm-hmm.
We've played this over and over again.
I've got it on my website.
I'm stopping you. Hold on a second. I'm stopping you.
Okay.
I have never said that he said he was pulling Building 7 when the engineer. It's about rebuilding, and we play the clip where it said months later they pulled the other buildings that were still standing, and we play the engineer saying that to show you that pulling means to demolish. We play that to indicate that pulling is what pulling means.
Well, when you pull an engine from a car, what do you do to the engine?
You pull it out of the car.
You pull it out of the car. You don't demolish the car.
Sir, what are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying here is that I have Building 7 collapsing on my homepage. And I've had it there for a long time, but I have not received as much criticism and argument for anything I've said about 9/11 as I have that. And the arguments have reached a point to where I'm reconsidering that, because what I want to know is, has anybody interviewed, and this is where you might be able to help.
I've called Silverstein at least 12 times. The mainstream media has. They've run TV ads in New York saying that it was blown up, and Silverstein still won't respond.
But, Alex, have you interviewed firemen in that area and asked them, do you guys use the word pull to mean evacuate a building?
Yeah, that's not what he was talking about. They say, we had evacuated the building, and then it shows the building smoking, and we gave the order to pull it, and gave the order and watched it come down.
Well, I'm just wondering if...
Listen, I got to let you go, sir.
That's fine.
I got to let you go. You can call me back tomorrow if you want to talk about this. I may not even have time to get to all these loaded phones now because I spent 5 minutes with you. Let's talk about NORAD standing now. Let's talk about flying out the bin Ladens. Let's talk about Operation Northwoods. The building fell. It wasn't hit by planes. It had small fires in it. The firefighters told AP reporters, get back. The building's coming down. That's on my website. And so, and then you're considering, well, fine, consider whatever you want. Larry Silverstein says, we gave the order to pull it, gave the order and watched it come down. Now, in the industry, pulling it means demolishing a building. Everybody knows that. Firefighter engineering said that something was wrong, that buildings don't do that. You know, jet fuel burns at 1,200 degrees, steel burns at over 2,000. There were people standing in the holes in the building where supposedly it was so hot it was melting steel. So I can't sit here at the end of the show and and have a big debate with you. And I don't even understand the debate you're trying to have. It's very, very confusing. They blew up Building 7. I've been on record for 2+ years saying it. I've called Silverstein. He doesn't respond. Jimmy Walter's running TV ads in New York City for a month straight. He's all over CNN saying Silverstein. Silverstein doesn't say a word. Now, what does that mean to you? Any type of mental gymnastics to ignore what's happening. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Apologize for loaded phones.
Is documented.
You can call me back tomorrow. I'm going to have to talk about what this guy just brought up. And I challenge that guy to call back in tomorrow because that argument didn't sound reality-based. Here's Larry Silverstein from the PBS documentary, and it shows the building falling behind him as he says this. This is Silverstein. Then we're going to play firefighters talking about how it looked like bombs. We got like five different clips of this. Yeah, I've talked to the firefighters. I've called them at their homes. They're scared to talk now. They've been told to shut up. But let's go ahead and play Silverstein.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And again, that's after it had been evacuated 6 hours before. Everybody knows that. Now, this next clip is the firefighters, and it's only had one cuss word edited out of it. The video's on the website. This is him on national TV right after it happened. Here's the firefighters at the firehouse.
We made it outside. We made it about a block.
We made it at least 2 blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was if it had detonated. Take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching it and running. Just ran up west. And then you just saw this cloud of chasing you down.
Couldn't outrun it.
So what'd you do? I jumped behind a battalion car. I hit under the car.
Okay. Now, from the same PBS documentary, here is the head engineer for the New York describing how a month later they pulled the wreckage of 4, 5, and 6. You know, he's talking about 5 and 6 here. And then they pull a building. Okay, so here, when he says pull, they weren't evacuating the building a month later. Okay, it's clear. Pulling doesn't mean evacuating. You can invent whatever you want. Here it is.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
Okay. Now, we had to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We're getting ready to pull building 6. We had to be very careful how we pulled building 6. Come on, man. I got like 20-something clips there on the site. Play Dan Rather, please.
It again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down. And
all right. So if you get upset by some criticism, which, by the way, I haven't gotten, then I guess if you got criticized for saying the world was round, just go ahead and go back to saying it's flat. Now, I'm trying to be mean, but we looked at this very carefully for weeks before we posted it a couple years ago. We've called Silverstein. Everybody has. Major newspapers, I've now learned, have. And there's no comment. Building 7 wasn't hit by a jet. What did make it fall? And I've called the firefighters at home. And I go, you were quoted in People magazine as saying bombs. I've been told to shut up, sir, please. The firefighter tapes reported in Tower 1 and 2 the fires were almost out, but they declared Homeland Security or National Security on it and grabbed those. I don't know what you're talking about. You are welcome to call me back tomorrow if I'm not out sick. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just very get angry about this stuff. You're welcome to call, and we'll have a 30-minute debate about this, brother. I mean, you just say, well, they probably meant evacuate. Well, you just heard what they meant by pull. Demolish this building. You go, that's six, that's six. I'm telling you what pull means. We are showing you what pull means. Silverstein's talking about 7 and saying what pull means. Then we play 6 and tell you what pull means. PrisonPlanet.tv, God bless you all.
Hello, folks.